Mrs. Lucas, you were mentioning black businesses now. Were there black businesses in Brinkley back when you moved here?
The only black businesses they had when I moved in 45 was Undertaker's. They had Undertaker, black Undertaker.
Where would you and your husband do your shopping at, Mrs. Lucas, during those days?
Where did we shop?
Yes, ma'am.
Here in Brinkley. They had all kind of, you know, dress shops and shoe shops and things like that here. You could go in there and buy whatever you wanted. They didn't bother you buying, you know, anything you needed. They just weren't in there, black grocery stores and all. But now, you know, they have black grocery stores. Got one right up here, Booker Thompson on the thing, and one or two more around. We have our own shopping mall, it's not really a shopping mall. They have laundromat, cleaners, and offices and things out there. We have black contractors now. Black upholstery shops. You know, there's quite a few black businesses now.
Mrs. Lucas, what were the biggest changes, or what have been the biggest changes that you've seen in Brinkley from 1945 to present? And what have been the things that haven't changed in terms of the black community?
Well, the things that haven't changed, we still have things that the blacks can't go to. For instance, we have a golf course and, I don't know, swimming pool and all that stuff out here. That's for white only. You know, black can't go to it. Clubhouse where they go, and if you, in a class, say of 1995, graduate, a senior, well, the blacks can't go out there to that club. They have the little entertainment and stuff for the white seniors out there, and the blacks can't go out there. That hadn't changed, you know, so they have that separately and all. But now, other than that, you can go to their churches if you want to. They have things to come in. You can go to the church, and they have funerals there. You can go to the church to the funeral if you want to, or you can go there to a wedding, or things that you used to couldn't do and all. But other than that, they welcome you now to, you know, anything. Just about they have JCs, you know, and you can join that, and used to couldn't join anything like that. Have little league ball teams, black and white, play together. And it used to be just all white or all black, you know, one or the other. So we've had a big turnaround, you know, in the living conditions and associations here in Brinkley. It's real nice. They look after each other. If you go somewhere and like the gentleman live across the street, if we're not here, well, he just check over here and see about our house. If anything, you know, go on and see somebody come over here that he thinks they shouldn't be over here, he'll come over and see what they want. And because he's white, you know, and because we do the same thing, you know, and all. So we just, it's just so much better. We just kind of live as a family, you know, now, like, oh, you know, looking after each other, seeing what's something we think going on, or we think they're sick or something, check on them. That's real nice. You'd enjoy living in Brinkley. Well, we've never, no more in that school thing, we've never had any problem, because hadn't been but three black families on this street So, and years and years, way back, about 19, probably 1916 or somewhere along there, because my husband's family, they cut down trees and built that house next door in the woods. And he carried water for them when they was putting down the highway out there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So we've been here, he's been here that long.
Hi, sir. How are you doing? Oh, good.
So they've been around.
Mrs. Lucas, throughout your life, what have been the things that have inspired you the most to keep striving to reach and attain your goals?
I don't know, just like I say, I believe in education. And when I could send my children to school and got an education and got out and graduated on their own, it looked like I had accomplished what I set out to accomplish and haven't had any problems since. And it's like I said, we believe in education, and we got an education, and we saw that our children had an education, and so after they got that, well, we were satisfied. So, you know, we worked till we got retirement age, you know. So my mother, I married before I finished school, and she went down to Pine Bluff, and she said, "Ooh, if I had gone to this school, they would have had to put me out. I never would have left." And that hurt me so badly until that caused me to go back to college and get my finish my college degree. I finished 1 year, and I went back to school and got my college degree. Because she, you know, that just hurt me when she said it. So after that, you know, I just went on. But that's what I was striving for. And I wanted to graduate before my daughters did. And sure enough, I graduated in 63, and my daughter graduated in 64.
Oh, okay.
So I finished.
Mrs. Lucas, were there any other experiences or stories that you wanted to share that you haven't touched on?
No, I believe that's about it, you know. I know, I told you all about my family and their education and married life and all. That's about all I know. I don't know if my husband had anything he wanted to add up or not, but Daddy believed in education, and his mother passed when he was about 4, and as soon as he got old enough to take care of himself, he was just from one school to another. He went to school at Fargo, he went to the academy and cotton plant, and he went to Shorter College, and he went to Pine Bluff, and then he went to Philander Smith. He just, all those schools over there. So that's about it.